Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News at 7:06. Joining us on the line, as she does each Wednesday, managing editor of the Daily Gazette, Judy Patrick. Hey, Judy.
Hey, Ian. Good morning.
Good morning to you. It's almost racing season, and there's a story about Naira today in the paper.
Yeah, New York State released about $4 million in video lottery terminal revenue to the New York Racing Association last week. That's important because the money was cut off in May as the state's sign of disapproval with appointments made by Naira, which has been strongly criticized for a number of things, but especially for its handling of a problem in which Naira wasn't paying bettors all they were entitled to. It was called a takeout scandal. The VLTA revenue was meant to pay for bigger prize for races at Naira's tracks. Aqueduct, Belmont, and Saratoga continued to flow, but the state withheld money that Naira was going to use for capital projects and its operations. The money was released on Friday following passage of state legislation creating a new reorganization board to lead Naira over the next 3 years. We learned about this yesterday. There was a meeting of the State Franchise Oversight Board, which is overseeing things now. Neither the state nor Naira would say how much money was withheld, but in Naira's budget, predicted VLT revenue would contribute about $2 million a month for capital projects and about $1.7 million a month for the operating budget. It's never officially clear how important the block funds were to Naira's day-to-day survival, but racing industry officials expressed skepticism about the corporation's ability to last long without that. So it's clear that Naira will continue to operate. The Saratoga meet starts next month, and so this new legislation passed last week will put a new board in place to oversee Naira's operation for the next 3 years, and the next step here is to see who will be appointed to that board.
Well, what else is making news, Judy?
So biologists are worried about the blueback herring, which for centuries have swum from their home in the Atlantic Ocean down by New York City up into the Hudson River to lay their eggs. Today, with the help of the system of canal locks, these herring actually swim into the Mohawk River west as far as Rome. But in recent years, the number of these fish has been dwindling, and the reason isn't clear. But on Tuesday, researchers from SUNY College of Environmental Science and Forestry in Syracuse, along with people from the State Department of Environmental Conservation, were on the Mohawk River just below Lock 7 to look for herring. They didn't find any, which didn't greatly surprise them, but they did find a lot of other fish in a great variety, which is a good sign that the river is healthy. You know, herring were so prolific in the 1800s that they numbered in the millions swimming upstream, and people could actually see the spring run. You know, they could actually look at the river and see the herring. But the numbers are shrinking in the Atlantic Ocean and elsewhere, and one of the concerns is that the herring are being overfished. So at this point, the state and biologists are studying to see where the fish are, how many there are, and what kind of environmental problems they may be facing in hopes that they will rebuild the population. So this is something that they plan to do from the start of this year, and they will continue for a while. So we didn't find any herring yesterday, but they believe they're in there somewhere.
For more on these stories, you can go to dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. We've been speaking with managing editor Judy Patrick. Judy, thank you so much.
Thanks, Ian.